It was Wayne Gretzky who put it this way: you'll always miss 100% of the shots that you never take. Right? At one time, Wayne Gretzky was known as the greatest hockey player ever, but there might be someone out there. There might have been someone out there who could have been better than Wayne. Someone who had more natural ability than Wayne, who had more skill, who was faster. But they decided they didn't want to risk pursuing because they were afraid they would fail. But you see, Wayne Gretzky, even though he may not have been the best one in the world, he decided to take a step on the ice, didn't he? He decided to take a step on the ice. And that's the difference between someone who can overcome their fears and someone who chooses not to. Where would this world be today if people hadn't been prepared to take risks? If they hadn't been prepared to try new things? Also, for just a second, I want you to ask yourself this question: what would I try and accomplish for God if I knew I would not fail? Just think about it. If you knew that you would not fail, what would you try for God today? If you knew that you would not fail, you would have to try, wouldn't you? You'd just have to. You'd have to get out there and you'd have to try. And if you fail after you've put your best into it, it doesn't mean the game is over, right? It simply means that you've discovered a way that it does not work, right? Then you get up, you brush yourself off, and you do it again. You learn from the attempt. You know, there's a guy that wrote a book called If You Want to Walk on Water, You've Got to Get Out of the Boat. Every time I have heard this sermon, this scripture, excuse me, preached, it's been, Peter was such a failure. He took his eyes off Jesus, and he was looking at the wind and the waves. Right? Well, you know what this guy says? He says, you know, I think Peter was pretty successful. To me, the other 11 sitting in the boat were the failures, because Peter got out of the boat and tried. If you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat, right? I am convinced that the reason some people never commit their hearts to Christ is because they are afraid they might fail. Well, folks, I got news for you. You will, so don't worry about it. I've failed many times. Probably have already today, and I just haven't realized it yet. Right? You know, the folks that say, oh, I can't walk in that church, the ceiling would fall. Right? We've heard them, haven't we? Yeah. It's interesting. I've failed. I've never been important enough for the church ceiling to fall on me. Except when there was just loose plaster, you know. I didn't think anything about it. No, just kidding. But anyway, so remember that with God, all things are possible. Or in Matthew, he turns it around and he says, with God, nothing is impossible, right? All right, the second thing which we're afraid of that keeps us from doing the things we know we need to do. Now, wait, did you hear that? Did I zip by that really quick? Listen to this. The second thing of which we are afraid of that keeps us from doing the things we know we need to do is the fear of rejection. Oh, man, this has been a big one for me. Now, this may really surprise some of you. I am extremely shy. That's typically what the response is. I'm really serious. I am very shy. If I'm not in a leadership role and I'm around people I don't know and a place that I'm unfamiliar with, I just kind of sink into the woodwork. Jamie, on the other hand, doesn't matter where we are, she's a friend to everybody. Right? Yeah, that's been a battle of mine. I can't handle rejection. I fought that my whole life. I had trouble asking out girls because I couldn't stand, you know, oh man, I know they're going to say no. Why do I want to be rejected? Right? And then you get up nerve, and you think you have a date, and you show up, and they're already out doing something else. That really does a guy's self-confidence good, right? Yeah. Lord, what are you trying to tell me?